This is Science Friday from NPR News. I'm Ira Flatow. Lots to talk about this hour. A little bit later, we'll take a look at the weather forecast for a distant planet with swings of 700 degrees. We'll talk about greener cars, and we'll find out about the world's biggest library of mud. But first, finding a fun way to explain something complicated like genetics. You know, it's always been a challenge to explain genetics to non-science folks. You got your DNA, your RNA, all those enzymes, all kinds of stuff going on. What's the best way to do that? How about a comic book? My next guest and two illustrators took on the task producing a new book called The Stuff of Life, a graphic guide to genetics and DNA. Joining me now to talk about the project is the book's text author, Mark Schultz. And if that name is familiar to you, that's because he's also the current writer of the long-running Prince Valiant series. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Ira. Thanks for having me on.
We should also say that the book is illustrated by Xander Cannon and Kevin Cannon. They would be the Cannon brothers.
No, actually, ironically enough, they're not related.
Isn't that right? That is ironic, is it not?
In this case, especially.
Tell us about the. It's a terrific book. It's a giant comic book with great illustrations. What made you decide to do something like this?
Well, I've had a long time interest in the sciences. Primarily, I'm a fiction writer in the comic book realm. But I was given the opportunity by the editor of the book, Howard Zimmerman, and the publisher, Thomas Levine. We're looking for someone who had that particular interest in the sciences as well as the experience as a writer as well as an illustrator of writing for comics. Someone who could put together descriptions and images for the illustrators that would work best, as opposed to a writer who didn't have the experience of working with visuals.
Yeah. So, is your book aimed at youngsters? Because I think it's great for adults too.
Well, we tried not to put any restrictions on who we might reach with the book. We wanted it to be absolutely understandable to a high schooler. But we like to think of it as it's a book that will reach out to anyone who might have been intimidated by the complexities and the density of the subject matter.
1-800-989-8255, talking with Mark Schultz, the author of The Stuff of Life, A Graphic Guide to Genetics and DNA. And it's a comic book with the rich drawings, black and white pen and ink drawings in it. Tell me about the timing. Was it just the right time in your life to write a book like this, or did it have anything to do with the changes we're going through now?
Well, it has to do with changes, absolutely, both in the publishing industry, which is opening up and becoming more positively oriented to communicating information, both fiction and nonfiction, using the comics medium, as well as, I think, changes in our society, challenges we're facing as far as scientific development and trying to reach out to get more people to understand science in general and in particular specific subjects like genetics, which are going to have an increasingly large role in all our lives.
Mm-hmm. The series on the books of the well illustrated books on how things work, were they influential in the drawings at all, or the text or the narration?
No, I don't think specifically. I mean, we're both I and Kevin and Xander are aware of those books, but there were other texts, other visual forms of previous stories that I would guess had a much larger impact on us.
Mm-hmm. What were the biggest hurdles, the biggest problems you had in tackling some of the material?
A lot of the material, when you're talking about genetics on a molecular level, especially a molecular and a cellular level, mm-hmm. the mechanics of how actually genetics work as an agent for the development and change of organisms, you're dealing with some pretty relatively abstract concepts, and we had to find ways of making those concepts visually stimulating, visually interesting, something that the reader could look at and grasp what we were trying to convey.
Mm-hmm. So it was very collaborative with the illustrators there.
Oh, absolutely. It is a very collaborative medium. It was real fun working with Xander and Kevin. We would bounce ideas off each other before committing them to paper, and that way you get a kind of consensus of what's going to work. People mm-hmm. learn things differently. People respond to images differently, and if you can get a number of people who will agree on what's working, what isn't, I think, the end product, the result, is improved because of that.
Have any schools assign your book as required reading?
Not that I'm aware of yet.
They will.
We can only hope.
You can only hope. I love reading these kinds of books because I got to reread the stuff over and over again. And the fact that you can see the concept as well as listen, with those little textual items in them that people are speaking to each other, I think visually it helps a lot.
A lot of people learn visually, and my hunch is that how you respond to this medium, comics, as a learning tool has a lot to do with whether or not you learn visually. I think an awful lot of people do learn that way, and my hunch is that will be the people that do learn that way will respond the strongest, the most positively to this type of a format.
Mm-hmm. Can you tackle other sciences, the physics, astronomy, anything
well,
like that?
That's what we're hoping. Helen Wang, the publisher, is looking to do another volume following this one on evolution, and if all goes well, I'm hoping for a series of these books.
How long does it take to turn these books out?
Well, this took us, I think a bit over a year.
That's not long at all.
Well, it seemed, I guess not. It was
not to you. It felt much longer, right?
Right. It was a steep learning curve for all of us, having to bone up on genetics and DNA. None of us come from a hard science background. We don't have that academic training. We were all very, very dedicated to being rigorous about this, getting it right. We did a lot of learning on our own, a lot of cross-checking, and a lot of referring to people that do have that kind of background. But that was a long process. There was a lot of learning in the behind all the much longer process of learning, I think, than the actual execution of the book.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if we can get a quick call in from Barbara in Rochester, New York. Hi, Barbara.
Hi there. I'm enjoying the show as always. I just wanted to say to the gentleman that his points about, rigorous and learning and the uphill climb doing this matches entirely the originator of Prince Valiant, which was Hal Foster. And my dad worked with Hal Foster doing the original Prince Valiant, etc., as an illustrator. And one of the things about Foster that was so fascinating was that he had a million filing cabinets with lots and lots of reference information, and he was so interested, as you are, in being accurate about how the snowshoes were made out of, reindeer gut and whatever, It was and as a kid growing up and watching all of this, my dad worked for a lot of artists, and he did the inking on both Bigfoot and Sirius.
Barbara, let me get a reaction because we're running out of time. Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Well, Hal Foster certainly was one of the... Oh, my gosh. It's hard to imagine more than a handful of people in the comics medium that have more importance than he did. He kind of defined the adventure strip, starting back doing Tarzan, even before Prince Valiant in 1929. We all stand in his large footfalls. But, he was not only a great storyteller, he knew how to ground his stories in enough reality that the reader could accept what was happening when he would get to the more fantastic elements. And that's an important feature for storytelling of any type, I think, and it does translate, I think, in what we try to do in The Stuff of Life, in putting a narrative framework around the story to kind of draw the reader in and using that fictional framework to actually teach hard science to the reader.
Did you have one team of scientists who you run the things by?
We had a vetter that was on the retained by the editor to go through it. Other than that, I referred to a number of personal acquaintances and friends who are in the sciences to assist me.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really an excellent book, and I imagine I would recommend it to anybody who wants a great book, not just for illustration purposes, but it's easy to read and understand genetics and DNA in there.
Well, that means a lot to us because it's an experiment. We're trying to do something that doesn't have a great deal of history, at least in the mainstream press. It doesn't have a great deal of history, and we're all feeling our way and trying to figure out what works best, what's going to reach the largest number of readers.
Have you gotten any reaction so far?
The reaction so far has been through individuals who've been sent advance copies, and knock on wood, it's all been positive. I'm still waiting to get responses from the common Joe out there on the street who doesn't have necessarily a background or a specific interest in genetics, and finding out if there's enough in this book to pull them in, to intrigue them.
Do you have a website for the book?
Yes, actually, I encourage people to go check out the stuffoflifebook.com, and there's a really cool little animated video promotion there for the book.
Well, maybe we can find some money to have you do illustrations for our website someday on Science Friday.
Yeah. Well, right now I'm just in my writer's capacity, but I'd be happy to refer you to the illustrators. They're good.
All right. Thank you very much for taking time to be with us, Mark, and good luck with your book.
Oh, thanks, Ira. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Mark Schultz, the author of The Stuff of Life, a graphic guide to genetics and DNA, and it really is a really fun and don't put fun and educational together, comic book, so I think you'll enjoy it. We're going to take a break and come back and talk lots more about the cars. Why wait till 2011 to get more car efficiency? We've got folks right now who'll tell you how to do it. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday on NPR News.